everyone. You're listening to Alternative Revelations with Linda Emmanuel. And today is podcast number 35. And this is kind of a special broadcast. This is about something that was brought to my attention, and I just want to share the information with you. But first, I have to say this disclaimer that I am not a doctor, nor am I a medical practitioner. Therefore, I cannot give medical advice. And these podcasts are for informational purposes only. And with that said and done, I can begin the podcast. Since I got woke up back in, I say, 1999 through 2001, I didn't know anything about the world. And several things in this world have upset me. And this is one of them that I'm going to talk about in this podcast. But the first one was when I was sick and I found out about mycoplasma, which was a bioweapon our own government, United States of America Incorporated, unleashed on us in the 70s and 80s. And that was quite hard to swallow, that people could be so evil. And then as I grew and learned more and more about what was really going on in the world, I started studying the people that I thought controlled the world, but in a later podcast, I'm going to talk about who really controls the world. I've been pretty much brain drained last month researching this. I thought I knew a lot, but I didn't. But I do know some, but not as much as I thought I knew. I was totally misled who really controls the world. But then another thing that really upset me, and I'm going to talk about another podcast, is what's going on out in California with the fires. That really upset me. But then Deborah Tavares of StopTheCrime.net brought up a topic that I had no idea about, and it's a company by the name of Senomix, and I'm going to spell that S-E-N-O-M-Y-X. And it is a technology company, and it uses baby fetal parts for food flavoring. And some of the companies that are its biggest purchasers of this baby flavoring are as follows: Kraft, PepsiCo, Nestle, Coca-Cola, and Campbell's Soup, to name a few. Now, I've checked with the Christ Energy, and I'm going to go through some products that do contain Senomix, and I'm going to talk a little bit about Senomix and what it is. And the following I took off of a website, which I will leave the link in the description on the body of this podcast. Senomix develops patented flavor enhancers by using proprietary taste receptor-based assay systems. The receptors are made from HEK293. HEK stands for human embryonic kidney cells, with 293 denoting that the HEK was from the 293rd experiment. HEK293 originally came from a healthy, electively aborted baby whose cells were then harvested and cloned. Senomix's salt taste, savory flavor, and sweet flavors, as well as all their other flavor enhancers, are purposefully developed so that they stimulate your taste buds without them actually tasting anything. Much like MSG, these flavor enhancers operate on the neurological level to produce these reactions. Since they are not actually ingredients, but rather enhancers, they are not required to be listed in a package's ingredients, except as artificial flavors. And because very small amounts of the additives are used, Senomix's chemicals have not undergone the FDA's usual safety approval process for food additives. Now, this isn't what's disturbing. It's the fact that this company is using human babies to make our food taste better. Now, what I just read, I will leave that link in the body of the description of this podcast. Now, on with the podcast. And if this does sound unbelievable, I'm going to leave many links in the body of the description of this podcast. Now, some of these news reports are from mainstream media, so it is not a joke. In fact, Planned Parenthood are the ones that sell the fetal baby parts. And one source explained that each Planned Parenthood clinic receives over $700,000 subsidies from the United States of America Incorporated, and that is subsidized every year. $700,000 from the United States of America Incorporated to each and every Planned Parenthood clinic in America. Planned Parenthood is run as a profit-making company. And for your information, Bill Gates' father was the first president of Planned Parenthood. And Bill Gates is really into eugenics, which is genocide and vaccines. And also for your information, fetal baby parts are in vaccines. Now I'm going to go over some products of Pepsi, Coke, Kraft, Campbell's, and Nestle's, which the Christ Energy has told me Cenomix is in. Now, as far as Christ Energy has told me, none of the enhancers are in the soda that these companies sell, but these companies manufacture packaged food. Now, all Campbell's soup contains Cenomix. Now, Pepsi Cola soda does not contain Cenomix, but Pepsi Cola owns Lay's potato chips brand, and Cenomix is in Frito-Lay products. The next company that is one of the biggest purchasers of Cenomix is Nestle. And I'm going to stop here, and I've got to get my list out and tell you the products that contain Cenomix that Nestle sell. So here we go. Nestle sells a lot of products. And Nestle sells Beneful and other pet care products, but Cenomix is not in pet food. Now, the cereal that Nestle sells that contains Cenomix is Cheerios. Now, it is also in a product called Boost. It is also in a product called Neutron. It is also in a product called Stouffer's and Lean Cuisines. And it is also in ice cream that Nestle's manufactures. It is not in the chocolate candy that Nestle's makes, for instance, Toll House, M&M's, Three Musketeers, Kit Kats, $100,000 bars. Those do not contain Cenomix. Other products that Nestle's make that contain Cenomix are baby food products, and not the vegetables, but anything that contains protein contains Cenomix, including infant milk products. And lastly, milk products that Nestle's make contain Cenomix. And the next company that is purchasing Cenomix from this biotech company is Coke. And the only product that the Christ Energy is telling me that Cenomix is in is this soup that Coke markets in Japan, and it's called Bistroni, B-I-S-T-R-O-N-E. And the next biggest buyer of Cenomix is Kraft Company. Now, Kraft cheeses contain Cenomix, macaroni and cheese that comes in a box or package. Their mayonnaise and Miracle Whip contain Cenomix. Kraft peanut butter contains Cenomix. Any Oscar Mayer packaged meat contains Cenomix. And Taco Bell products are produced by Kraft and marketed. These contain Cenomix. Cenomix is not in Taco Bell restaurants or Pizza Hut. And that wraps up a little bit about the companies that are selling or put Cenomix in their products. And when I found out about this, it reminded me of a movie that was released in 1973 called Soylent Green, starring Charlton Heston, Chuck Connor, Edward G. Robinson, and Lee Taylor Young. And this is so much like what's going on now. It takes place in 2022. And I'm going to read you the description on Wikipedia about this movie. Very interesting. Now, this movie is based on a dystopian future of dying oceans and year-round humidity due to the greenhouse effect, resulting in suffering from pollution, poverty, overpopulation, euthanasia, and depleted resources. And here's the plot. It's in the year 2022. As a consequence of the Industrial Revolution, 40 million people live in New York City alone, and there is a year-round humidity because of the greenhouse effect and shortages of water, food, and housing. Only the city's elite can afford clean water and natural food, and even then, at horrendously high prices. The homes of the elite usually include concubines who are referred to as furniture and serve the tenants as slaves. Within the city lives New York City Police Department Detective Frank Thorne, played by Charlton Heston, with his aged friend and police analyst Solomon Roth, who is played by Edward G. Robinson. Now, Roth remembers the world when it had animals and real food, and he possesses a small library of reference materials to assist Thorne. Now, Thorne is tasked with investigating the murder of a wealthy and influential man by the name of William R. Simonson, and quickly learns that Simonson had been assassinated and was a board member of Soylent Green Industries. Now, the Soylent Green Industries, which derives its name from a combination of soy and lentil, control the food supply of half the world and sells the artificially produced waters, including Soylent Red and Soylent Yellow. Their latest product is the far more flavorful and nutritious Soylent Green, which is allegedly made from plankton and is in short supply. Now, as a result of the weekly supply bottlenecks, the hungry masses regularly riot, and they are brutally removed from the streets by means of police vehicles that scoop the rioters up with large shovels and dump them within the vehicle's container. Now, Charlton Heston finds out that Simonson was murdered by the corporation because he had found out that Soylent Green was made from corpses, and that the government had euthanasia centers where people could go to die, and then their bodies were turned into Soylent Green. Now, the movie ends with Charlton Heston being apprehended by the authorities because he was going to come out with the truth about Soylent Green. But he was stopped, and the final words in the movie is him screaming as he is being dragged away. He screams, "Soylent Green is people," but nobody pays attention. And then the movie ends. Now, if this doesn't sound like the current times with the fake greenhouse effect and overpopulation and the fake food shortages, and the elite are actually trying to take over the water. If you listen to Deborah Tavares of StopTheCrime.net, she tells you a lot about prime water, and there's really no shortage of water, that it is always plentiful. So this movie is very strikingly similar to what Cenomix is doing right now, putting fetal baby parts into food. And that, I'll never forget that movie in 1973. I did go see it, and at the time I had no clue what the message was behind the movie, until now with the Cenomix. So that wraps up this special podcast about Cenomix. I'm not trying to frighten you. A lot of people are boycotting these companies. That is the only way we can persuade them to stop using Cenomix. It is not necessary. And Planned Parenthood, shame on them for selling the baby fetal parts and making a lot of money off of this. It's all for profit. It's very sad. So my next podcast is definitely going to be about pH. I've been kind of putting it off because I have to do some graphics. All of my podcasts are available on YouTube, and I do put some graphics together for the YouTube. So it's all about educating yourself, wise choices, how to protect yourself from cancer and disease, and other things. So you take care, and thank you for listening so far. This was very frightening to me when I found out about Senomix. I had no idea what was going on. I really don't listen to or watch TV. And unless I'm exposed to it, I didn't know, or maybe nobody had ever mentioned it to me. But I do listen to Deborah Tavares a lot, and she's the one that brought this out to my attention. So, until next time, good night and God bless.